Welcome to the snooze button. Hey, I'm Brittany of Brittany, She, and Sleep. I've got 99 problems, but my kid sleeping isn't one.
Hey guys, happy Wednesday. We are back. It's me, Brittany. Hi, it's me. I'm the wake window hater. It's me, of Brittany, She, and Sleep. I am your host. And today, you know, basically this podcast is just slowly becoming like things people ask me about all the time, and I want to just have an episode to send them and be like, I don't have time to go into it right now, so just listen to this and you'll know everything you need to know. And I think wake windows is a classic example. So if you guys follow me on Instagram, you saw the other day one of my clients who's referred a bunch of other people to me made a joke about how, you know, they're all in a cult, the cult of my program. And I was like, that's fine, maybe I'll make a cult, that could be cool. Do some brain, just like some light brainwashing and, you know, all the things that I went and basically put a question box and was like, you guys, if I had a cult, like what would the initiation be? Like, what would the hazing be? And you guys had some really funny ideas all related to the things that my people know I have strong feelings about, like blackout curtains and the snoo and the magic Merlin. And of course, wake windows. That was a big one. But of course, when I posted that, I got a couple of people who were probably newer to my page, haven't taken my courses, don't know my whole shtick quite yet, were like, wait, what's wrong with wake windows? And I was like, you know what, guys? I'm going to make an episode about it. So, all right, here's the thing. There are really, no matter which way you do it, other than just having absolutely no structure whatsoever, and you're just like, it is what it is, and you have, you know, you literally have no plan ever, which I think is a pretty small amount of people. Most families with a baby either are following wake windows or a schedule. That's really the two ways you can do it. So I want to explain what those two things mean, and then I want to talk through like when you would switch from one to the other, what is kind of the common rhetoric people hear, and the reason why I think they do wake windows versus schedule, and why I feel so strongly one way or another. So when I say wake windows, so what that means, if you are pregnant, if you have a new baby and you're like, wait, what is she talking about? Wake windows essentially means that each day, your day is dictated by when your baby wakes up. So you would have, based on their age, and this is what many sleep consultants use, there are books that talk about this, there are, you know, programs, whatever, and they'll say, you know, if your baby is X months old, they should go down for a nap an hour and a half after they wake up, or 2 hours and 25 minutes after they wake up, or whatever it is. And then the next nap should be an hour and 45 minutes after they woke up from the nap before. So you have this like math game every day. And depending on when your baby actually does wake up, that's going to dictate what you do. So this is a made up example, but that means if you were following a wake window that said your baby should go down 2 hours after they wake up in the morning, that means if they wake up at 5:30 a.m., you're getting them up and you're putting them down for a nap at 7:30 a.m. If they wake up at 6:45 a.m., you're putting them down for a nap at 8:45 a.m., right? So every day is completely different. It's a choose your own adventure, okay? When you're following a schedule, that means that regardless of when the baby actually wakes up, and this, you know, this goes for toddlers too, anybody who has naps, that whatever time they wake up, their nap is still at the same time. So they wake up at 5:30 and are hanging out in the crib for a little bit. Their nap, you know, if you had a nap that started at 8:30 a.m. or 9 a.m., it's still that time regardless of when they wake up. So that's just like the hard and fast, what's the difference between these two things. So if you're wondering, well, Brittany, would you ever use wake windows? Wouldn't there be a scenario? Yes, with newborns. For babies who are under 10 weeks, because they change so rapidly and they are so little and they are so sleepy in the newborn stage, I do suggest following more of a wake window structure. And that is still giving you a loose framework, like we don't want to start the day, you know, earlier than 6, later than 7, something like that. You would still have kind of like a structure you go with, but you would be more anchoring your days by the feed times, right? So it's not so much like they have to nap at this specific time, but because the sleep changes so rapidly and it can be so erratic, right? For newborns going through a growth spurt, they could basically be asleep all day, or maybe it's very hard to put them down at all day when they're, you know, 4 weeks old or something. So at that stage, yes, for the sake of sanity and structure, You know, and if you've taken my newborn course, I have the sample schedules that I tell you, like, this is a loose framework, right? So in the newborn stage, when babies are very, very little and changing very, very rapidly, yes, you're anchoring your day by the feeds and you're offering sleep at roughly similar stretches of time between those feeds, but you're not on like a hard and fast schedule necessarily. Now, some babies, because the parents are proactive and it's working for them and they're healthy and growing, some of them kind of fall into a schedule. All of my kids certainly did, but it wasn't perfect. It was not the way it was when they were a few months older, right? So that's the time that I do use and suggest wake windows, a little bit more of like a loose structure. Once we're past that stage, though, once we're past 10 weeks, we can go on a schedule, and it is life-changing. That is why I call my baby course the Baby Sleep and Schedule course, because it talks about a schedule. It's not a loose framework anymore. So if you're wondering, like, what do other people do? Why don't they do it as quickly? You tell me. I have a couple of theories on it. I think a lot of programs, books, other sleep consultants, like things, talk about moving to a set schedule when you're on two naps or on one nap. The theory behind that is I don't really understand. I've never heard a concrete, really good reason for that other than, well, they can't really get on a schedule before then, which isn't true. So that's the best I can tell you. There is no science behind why you would need to wait arbitrarily until two or one naps to get on a schedule, which all of my clients would tell you. So here's the thing. What is the problem that I have with using wake windows and why I would never do it and I would never suggest it to a client? It is because, like, I'm getting really hot in my office. I need to take this. Guys, if you follow me on Instagram, you know I talk about how I have to, like, swaddle myself in my office because it's so cold. Well, I got a space heater, and man, oh man, is it heating up. So I'm going to take my little Jenny Kane blanket off. Okay, so it is a choose-your-own-adventure. So if you're following wake windows, you cannot plan your day. You cannot plan your baby's day. You can't say to your friend, yeah, I'll meet you for lunch at noon, because you don't know if your baby's gonna be sleeping then, if they're gonna be needing to, like, nurse then, right, as you're ordering your food. You don't know if they're gonna be cranky or fussy. There is just no structure whatsoever. Every day, not only do you not know what to expect every day, but you also have to do math all day. It's like constant math. You're like, they woke up at this thing this many minutes ago, so that means they're in this many minutes, I have to do this. I mean, it truly sounds so exhausting to me. I can't imagine having to do that. And I don't want anyone to have to be in that position. Beyond that, it's so early in the morning, guys. I'm really struggle bus right now. One of the biggest reasons families come to me, and I would say just like baby, one of the biggest complaints, right, or issues that babies face in the baby stage is the early morning wake ups, right? I hear that all the time. So riddle me this. If you are following wake windows and your baby is waking up chronically at 5:30 a.m., and your wake window says put them down 2 hours later, how do you, and this is not like, I'm not saying this to be snarky, I'm genuinely saying, like, let's think through this thoughtfully. How are we gonna get them out of a pattern of waking up at 5:30 a.m. if you are reinforcing that's the wake up time by offering them sleep again very soon after, and then following that for the rest of the day and being like, okay, well, they're so tired and this is the number of minutes since their last nap, so bedtime is at 6:30. Okay, well, if you put them to bed at 6:30, and they're being offered a nap very soon after they wake up in the morning at 5:30, what's going to stop them from waking up at 5:30? So you are really putting yourself in a position where you are trapped with these erratic early morning wakes, right? That's a really common thing that I will see. It's also really hard to see patterns develop if you're just following wake windows. If every day is different, then where is the pattern that you can see that something needs to change? They need to drop a nap, that the nap times don't make sense, that maybe the wake windows you're using don't make sense, right? That's the other thing, is there's a million different wake windows you could use. And I find often when people are using them, they're just constantly tweaking the wake windows too. So again, a baby could wake up early from a nap or wake up early in the morning or struggle to fall back asleep for a million reasons. And if every day is completely different, it's impossible for you really to troubleshoot it, right? That's really the issue. So with a schedule is freedom. Now, my type A clients know this out of the gate. They love it. They're like, give me the schedule. Please give me the schedule. My more easygoing parents, my loosey-goosey ones who aren't as structured, they sometimes are more hesitant with it, a little bit. They're like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to be tied down to my house. I don't want to be da-da. And then once they're on it, they realize it's the opposite. Knowing what to expect and being able to plan is the most freeing, comforting thing. And it doesn't mean you need to be tied to your house. When I tell a client, this is your schedule, I don't say, and you can never leave the house again. They have to have every single nap in their crib for the rest of their lives. No. If it's a baby who's struggling to sleep in their crib and connect sleep cycles, I do want them to stay home for most of the naps early on. And after that, babies who have a good sleep foundation and are on a good schedule are so adaptable. So if they're used to having their naps in the crib and you want to grab lunch with that friend and you know at, you know, 12 or 12:30 that's their nap, perfect. You put them in the stroller right at 12:30. You know you have the next hour and a half to have lunch with Charlene. Have a little rosé. Get crazy. You know the baby's not waking up because it's their nap time and they nap at that exact same time every single day. You have the bottle ready to go at 1:30. And we're all great. Maybe we stay and have a little bit more rosé and we feed them the bottle and you have another glass of wine. You know, it's very freeing. So the other great thing about the schedule is that you can identify those patterns, right? So when people are using my courses or working with me one-on-one, they have the schedules, but I'm also giving them the ranges and the things to look out for that the baby's ready for the next schedule. So they know, okay, if my baby's on the four nap schedule Brittany gave me, that between this week and this week, that's the range where they'll be ready for three naps. And now I know what to look out for. So when they're doing XYZ and they're within this age range, I know exactly what to do and what schedule to put them on. And that, again, is one of the most freeing things. I'm not sure, beyond like people just telling them they can't, why it feels so hard for people to use schedules sometimes. I think just because babies napping in general can be tough. The thought is, if it's tough for them to nap in general, then trying to like force them to sleep at a certain time is going to be impossible. And it's not that way. Think of it like this. Babies don't just magically figure things out. I know that's what we want to believe a lot of times. Like, they follow their rhythm. They'll just tell you what. Will they? Because my two-year-old told me this morning that she wanted candy for breakfast. She didn't get it. That's not how things always work. You know, and it's one of those things, like, let's use lactation, like nursing, and potty training as examples. These are also things like sleep that are natural, right? Everyone needs to sleep. Everyone needs to eat. Everyone will eventually learn to use the toilet if they don't have a physical reason they can't. So they're natural. Does that mean they come naturally? Is your child going to potty train themselves? One day they're just going to wake up and be like, you know what, mom, pull out that baby Bjorn, that little thing. I've been looking at that all week and I was thinking, I'm going to figure out how to pull my pants up and down and take a little big giant poopy in there. And I'm going to learn how to wipe and I'm just going to do it. So just hand it over, woman. No, you have to help them. You have to give them guidance. Most women, when they have their first baby in the hospital, if they are interested in nursing, you don't really know what to do right away. Most women, whether they hire someone later or it's someone in the hospital or their sister's helping them out or they watch a video, whatever, you need help to figure out how to get the latch. The baby needs to learn how to latch. You need to learn the positioning to hold them. You need to understand what to look out for when they've taken a full feed and to understand your letdown, right? These things are all natural, but they require some work. Right? And I will tell clients that all the time. Your baby's not going to just naturally get on a schedule. You have to give them a nudge, right? And when you're doing that, you are able to see the patterns. You're able to get out of those things, those early morning wake-up traps or the short nap traps, right? And I will be clear, too, that when I talk about a schedule, it is not that you have to follow the clock exactly. And if you don't, you know, all hell breaks loose. Well, the nap is at 9, and if you put them down at 9:05, it's a disaster. And if you put them down at 8:50, it's a disaster. No. Now, I'm not going to tell you exactly what I teach in my courses because you know, I got to like save something. I got to save something to titillate you. But let me be very clear that I have a very concrete, digestible structure. You guys know about the magic windows if you've taken my courses. That I give clients. It is not like break your back, you have to do it at this exact time. It is a schedule, and then there are bumpers around it that we use in situations where a baby needs them, right? This is the thing. Schedules are life-changing. I have yet to encounter a client, truly out of over 1,000, who has ever come back and said, I hate a schedule. Give me back my wake windows. That was more fun. It is the opposite. It is either this is exactly what I needed or I didn't know I needed it and now I do. I think we forget sometimes how much babies and toddlers thrive on structure and routine. They love it. They need it. All of us do. Think about times in your life when you've been down and things haven't been going well. I bet if you looked back, truly think about this, a time in college when you were younger, whatever, as an adult, where you didn't feel great about things. Think about how structured your life was versus how it was at times where you were really happy, right? Maybe it was like in high school and you loved it and you had, you know, lacrosse practice after school and you would go home and do your homework and you had, a bedtime that you needed to be in bed by, but every day you knew what to expect. Or maybe it's now, you have a new job and you like getting up and going to work and your family eats dinner at the same time. It's like we all thrive on structure and routine. And one of my favorite things that I'll hear clients say a lot that I love so much as their baby's adapting and adjusting to the routine is they're like, they seem to know what to expect. It's great. Like we're walking up the stairs and he will just put his thumb in his mouth and put his head on my shoulder. He knows we're going to his nap, right? Or they just seem to start to rouse at the end of their nap. Like it's just magic, right? So whether or not you're someone who ends up working with me, I hope that gives you some context as to why I love schedules and I think wake windows are whack. And no matter what, even if you totally disagree with me, that is your prerogative, homeboy, homegirl. You go on with your bad self. As long as your baby is happy and healthy, I'm happy for you. All right. Talk to you guys next week. Have a good one.
Loving the snooze button? Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And please leave a review. I will read it and internalize it, so make sure it's very glowing. If you're interested in working with me or learning more about my courses, head to brittanysheehan.com or follow me on Instagram @brittanysheehansleep.